Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 8:32 on ESPN 97.5. Ronnie is joining us right now. And Ronnie was, if you haven't seen the video yet, Ronnie was amongst the 12 people that were at the game on Sunday. He's got the Giants sign. He wants Cal to sell the team. And you call? I don't know.
I think we all do.
I've got
right?
one issue. He called him Tommy Boy. He called Cal.
The sign sell the team, Tommy Boy.
Tommy Boy.
Yeah.
Tommy Boy actually saved his dad's business.
Oh, that's so. You feel like this is not an accurate representation?
No, it's
of
not
Tommy.
Even close. If Cal can do what Tommy Boy did. I'm all in.
That guy in little coat.
If he puts on Easterby's coat and walks around, now I got a little Tommy Boy thing going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I see.
But see, Ronnie, that's why that's where you and I take issue is if Cal turns out to be Tommy Boy and he saves the business, then okay, I've got it. But he ain't Tommy Boy. I'm telling you that right now, Ronnie.
Guys, that would be amazing if that happened. But did we ever get a Tommy Boy 2 sequel? So how do we actually know that he saved the business?
Well, we knew at the end he saved the business.
Well, yeah, he got the brake pad deal at the end, but yeah. He never saw the sequel.
Yeah, and plus he had some personality, a lot of personality.
Yes,
you know what Cal doesn't have any of those things.
No personality,
none. He's not Tommy Boy. Okay, that's the only issue I take. The only umbrage I take with you. So you're standing down there, you're yelling, and you got the sound, Aaron. For those of you that didn't hear, Ronnie's down below screaming up. Somebody took a nice video of you, and here's Ronnie screaming at Cal McNair on Sunday.
The team, you loser!
Yeah.
You don't care! You don't care, you loser! Damn loser!
Kind of ugly, Ronnie. It's kind of ugly.
But to be fair, Ronnie, I think we've had you on before when Deshaun Watson came over and asked you to take the sign down when you had stuff about Jack Easterby. You're not new to this. I mean, you were doing this. You had signs you were sending us on Twitter last year on the road. Like, you're making road trips to games, and you want to make sure that the team and members of the team, and especially ownership, front office, whatnot, see your disgust as a Texan fan. And I thought it was interesting. I retweeted your video that was out there. Do you know how many people, like, it was almost 1,000 likes, John. I had like 200 retweets of it. And so many people, and I'm sure they reached out directly to you, said, thank you for saying what we, the fans, are thinking.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday was insane for me. I couldn't tell you how many drinks I've been offered. It's been insane. I didn't think it was going to blow up that big at all. I was tired of him having security called on me every game, telling me to put my signs down, and I finally had enough of it, and I'm like, we're getting blown out. I'm going up in the fourth quarter, and I'm going to let him hear my voice this time. So that's why I went up there and yelled at him for a little bit. That way he could hear me. Him and his whole family were just staring down at me. So they heard me, and then, you know, right when the cops said, all right, it's time to leave, I was like, all right, time to leave. No worries.
So what did they – where did they take you after that?
Oh, they just walked me back, and they go, are you a season ticket holder? And I was like, no, I'm not a season ticket holder, but I am. I just didn't want them questioning my name and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But,
pretty smart.
Just like, ah, just go ahead and leave. But I just went back down to my seat in the lower level.
So basically you outsmarted Cal McNair.
Well, that's
– I don't think it's that hard to do that.
You see how I threw that? That's called softball, John.
Yeah.
You see how I just lobbed it up there?
Well,
are you a season ticket holder?
No.
I am not. I just. We've seen you at a lot of games.
Well, wait a minute. He's the one that bought season tickets, okay? That ain't that bright, Ronnie, okay? First of all, now you're part of the problem. Don't you feel like you're part of the problem? You're giving them money for this product, Ronnie.
I don't know. Not at all. They're getting money if I'm there or not from that TV deal.
So well, yeah, they're going to get money from the team, but you're giving them more. Yeah.
No, he's paying to get in and yell at them. That's fine. That's fair.
Well, that is.
I keep going. One of the rates, yes, 50% of the reason I go still because I want to watch football. But the other half is me having tickets for 10-plus years and tailgating with these people, creating all these friends. It's like a family. And everyone that sits around me that we get to see 8-9 times a year. That's what it's about, too. It's not just about football.
Well, you're
about that family. And well, I don't want to miss out on that either.
Well, you're in the Texans family, and Cal's your daddy. How about that? How's that? How's that sound? How's that taste? Ronnie's with us here, the guy yelling at Cal McNair. And it's kind of, man, why don't they embrace what you're doing there, Ronnie? I mean, no, honestly.
What do you mean, why don't they embrace? Who is they?
Cal.
The Texans?
And the Texans. I mean, they.
Sell the team, loser!
Well, we feel your pain. You know what? But he's still there.
I like it.
You know what, Ronnie? At least Ronnie is still there. Ronnie is saying, you know what? I love this team. I want this team to win.
You know what
He still has passion. You know what most people have? You know what most people have?
What?
Nothing.
Well, no. Ronnie cares. But because there's a lot of people who don't care anymore, including people at the game. Did you see how many zoom-in shots on fans they had where they were about to fall asleep and fans were... It was embarrassing. Ronnie, have you had anyone from the Texans speak with you at any extended length? I mean, more than 30 or 40 seconds? Because you do show up with these signs a lot.
No, I've had no contact with anybody. The most contact I get at games is just the guys in the green and blue security outfits coming down telling me that they're getting calls that my fines are too big and blah, blah, blah. That's all I've heard.
So, Ronnie, game day atmosphere, Sunday versus, I mean, ever. I don't know. Was this the worst one ever?
This was really bad, but I'd say the worst I ever went to was when we played the Steelers on Christmas Day. And we were bad. I think that was the year Watson was hurt. That was pretty bad, but because there are so many more Steelers fans than home fans. But it's getting worse and worse each home game, and it's terrible to see. But I feel like it kind of has to come to this so we can kind of see what he's doing to this team because he's taken over. But I also just, one, I don't think he cares.
I don't think
he cares at all.
Oh, I think he cares. I think he. I don't know. I think he cares, but he just doesn't know how to do anything about it. That's all.
Well, we just want to hear from him. Tell us, like, stop lying to us about things to us. You know, you say there's these plans. He does what he does. What does he do? We never know. And I know not all the time teams are going to let the fans know, but we want to hear from people. We're tired of all the lies, you know, and enough is, and it ends up being enough. And that's when I'm like, I've boiling point tipped over. I'm ready to start yelling. Let him hear my mind. And it's going to happen the rest of the games all season.
How bad's the tailgate now?
Oh my gosh. I park in the yellow lot, a shotgun 30, only grass lot at the stadium. I usually show up 8:30 and it's traffic getting in there. I've showed up on Sunday at 9:30. Pulled up all the way to the front, no problem. Usually takes 30, 45 minutes out of the parking lot, 2 minutes. It's terrible.
It's unbelievable.
And then I got to stare at that Astroworld stage, too, while shotgunning beers.
I'm reading all the comments.
You got to do what while shotgunning beers?
They still got the Astroworld stage set up in our parking lot, too.
Wow.
Wow.
Do they really?
And you got while you're shotgunning beers. That's that is terrible.
You got to see these people who quote tweeted the video from this, like, if I ever see him at a game, he has an open tab for life on me. I hate what management has done. You got King doing the Lord's work. Thank you for your service. Going on 6 years of terrible ownership. Do you feel like this? Please, Texans fans, if there's any of us left, let's make this guy famous. He's expressing all of our feelings right now. I mean, I think it's a man of the people.
It's
pretty accurate. I mean, your frustration. But, Ronnie, how long have you been doing this? What made you want to start bringing these signs to games? When did you start doing this?
When I first started doing it 3 years ago when I was getting fed up with O'Brien.
Years ago.
Yeah, so I brought my Bill O'Brien signs after that terrible time in Kansas City that I drove all the way up to Kansas City for that playoff game. And then after that whole fiasco and then the whole Easterby story comes down to hear all that, I go, well, I'm going to visit my family in Indy So I'm bringing that. Easter be fine. And then
I remember that.
And then, yep, it's almost a year to this date. It was in December last year. And then after all of the stuff that went on this off season, and I was just like, I've had enough. So I'm gonna keep voicing my opinion. I don't want to. I wish I didn't have to do all this stuff, but I want them to know how I feel. And apparently, it's how a lot more other people feel as well. So.
Oh, no, you're the voice of this movement right here. There's no question about that. Well, you're one of the only ones that'll actually go.
I've seen the paper bags come out, but can you imagine if more fans started doing what Ronnie did, and maybe not going directly to the owner's suite, but more fans started to be, well, for the first thing they do is confiscate any signs. By the way, this isn't your first time with a sign in a building. How are you getting these signs in there?
Hey, you got to wear a little bit baggier pants and just slide it all and down through.
I got you.
That's it.
All just right. Walk like you have a peg leg,
and don't yep. Carry any metal on you, so you get through the.
So I have my dad every once in a while put it in the back of his pants too. So
good for dad. That's what dads are good for. Absolutely.
Yep. You have your dad muling in your signs.
That's right.
That's baller.
Yeah, that is baller.
We did it in Cleveland this year. So
good for you, Ronnie. Way to go, baby. There's Ronnie with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Giving it to Cal. Giving Cal the business. We love that. 843. Thanks, Ronnie. We appreciate it. Keep it up. We'll have you back on.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right. There's Ronnie right here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And he, you know what? Shotgun and beers. He should maybe just drink some tequila. And you know what? Things will work out that way.
Yeah. Well, Maestro Dobel will help you take the edge off. I can tell you that. It is a delicious tequila. Some people, you know, who really enjoy spirits are big fans of Maestro Dobel once they've tried it. I got a friend of mine, Rob, in the neighborhood who is a big tequila fan. And I brought the Humito over there, which is the smoked silver they have. He was blown away. And that's just one of the many varietals they have. They have the Cristalino. They started that type. The Cristalino, which is a charcoal filtered tequila. It's a blend of three different tequilas. They charcoal filter it, and what you get, the result is an amazingly clear and distinct flavor. It's called a Cristalino, and the name of it is the Diamante. The type is Cristalino. The name of it is Diamante. But they've got Reposado. They've got Añejos, Extra Añejos. They've got a very, very high-end Cristalino version of the Extra Añejo that just, it blew me away. It's the best tequila I've ever had. So whether you're a sipper, whether you're somebody who wants a tequila, a great tequila in your cocktail, make sure you try my friends over at Maestro Dobel wherever fine tequilas are sold.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5.